Wanted to bring in our next guest. I told you about him in the previous segment. You want to hear this story. Adam Trubo is an ultra runner, okay? Born and raised in New Mexico, went to UNM, so on and so forth. Well, he's getting ready to run 100 miles in the Rocky Mountains. It's called the Leadville Trail 100 Run, and that in itself is very impressive, but I'll tell you what else is impressive is the amount of money that he's going to raise for Special Olympics New Mexico, and we're going to get into all of this, but I wanted to first of all say hi again to Adam, because we did this last year. You got your 100 miles in, and what was the final number? How much money were you able to raise from so many friends of yours in the community that supported your efforts?
We went well over 100 donors, and we brought in over $59,000.
$59,000, and you're doing it again this year. I mean, and first of all, this race is this weekend in Leadville, Colorado. It starts at 6 in the morning.
No, 4 a.m., Joe. 4 a.m., 6 is sleeping in. We kick off at 4 a.m.
Actually, I knew that. It is Saturday, August 16th at 4 a.m. You'll be hitting the quote-unquote trail, the Leadville Trail. So I read about the history of this run. It dates back to 1983. This, like, it just sounds, people realize 100 miles is 100 miles, and then you throw in Leadville, Colorado. Talk about the terrain. Talk about the elevation. I mean, my goodness, Adam, this is quite an endeavor.
It is an endeavor. It's a big commitment. Leadville is an iconic race. It's one of the original 100 milers that come through. It's part of the Grand Slam where, you know, you have Wasatch, Western States, Leadville in Vermont are kind of like the four classic races. Leadville's known as Cloud City, and so this is the race across the sky. It's about it's a point to point, so you start, or it's a out and back. So you start in Leadville, you run 50 miles out to a small mining village called Winfield, and you turn around. You go over Hope Pass twice, which is kind of equivalent to La Luce, and so you do La Luce twice back to back, and you have about 15,000 feet of vertical gain over the course of the 100 miles. And, of course, it's done in Leadville. You're at altitude. You pretty much run at 10,000 feet, and then you top out at 12.6, and, you know, you get to run in the clouds, run with a bunch of other people.
Born in Farmington, went to UNM, got your degree at Anderson School of Business, and you really made your commitment to fitness. You always were athletic growing up, soccer, baseball, rugby, big time over at UNM, all that stuff, you were at UNM at least. But you took the next step when you were at about the age of 30, right?
Yep. My better half, my wife, was a runner. We started doing triathlon. So it picked up in a triathlon. I've done a few Ironman. And then through business, I met my mentor, Clinton Mars. He introduced me to, like, the thought of ultra running. It was still, you know, in 2005 or 7, it wasn't so mainstream now. And, you know, he told me he ran 100 miles. And it was like, you run like 100 miles on a track over 4 days. And it's like, no, we do it in the mountains. And you don't stop.
Wow.
And it was, you know, my initial reaction was like, wow, never will do it.
Right.
Can't do it, won't do it, will never do it. But then, like, just that small moment in life, it, like, planted a seed where it's like, I wonder if I could do it. And then, you know, I did the Ironmans. I got the Ironmans done. I did a 50K. I did a kind of a natural progression. There's a great run out in Cuba, New Mexico each year called Dead Man's Peak. It's a 50-mile run. I did that with my brother-in-law. Never really hit a wall. And then it just starts scratching. It's like, well, what am I capable of? And then from there, it's like I decided in 2018, I did the Leadville Trail 100 for my first time. It was my first 100-mile trail race. Took a couple years to get to the start line. I had my son the year before, which that ended that run that year. So it's hard to get to the start line. It's hard to make that commitment. 2018, I did it, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to come under the 30-hour time limit. You get the small belt buckle, but you're an official finisher and you get a belt buckle. So that was my first buckle. And, you know, just kind of kicked off like a different love for endurance and personal perseverance and, you know, and kind of pushing the envelope of physical running. It's a great sport. It can be super individual, but the biggest thing for me for ultra running is the community. You know, it's such a huge community event. It takes a village for you to finish. You can run yourself. You don't have to have a pacer crew, but you have to go through aid stations. And then, you know, it's a big mental game to where you run with everyone you love, you know, and you get to spend so much time thinking about those people on the trail, what they mean to you, you know, what you mean to them. And I try to have my adage of like, I run to the people I love to get them to the different aid stations and to the finish. So now to mix in 100 friends for 100 miles, which is the concept for ultra runners to run for a higher level. If you're not a pro runner, I'm not a pro runner. I'm a middle of the pack guy. I'm a weekend warrior. But to me, this is a way that I can up the game to do good for my community, to make other people around me better while pursuing these lofty goals. And so last year we did the first Special Olympics collaboration with my friend Dub Durand. And we got to finish with Tim Harris, with Ben and Van. And I mean, it was like the greatest accomplishment ever. It was like, I felt like I won the Super Bowl. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. And explain that, like when you said finish, these athletes will be traveling, and we're going to talk to Tim Harris here in just a bit. He's trained a lot with you, Adam, but like, literally at the end of the race, you're crossing the finish line with some Special Olympics New Mexico athletes.
We will cross at the finish, but it's much more for these athletes. When they're coming in, it's not just like a Disneyland last mile, like let's go finish together. They're up the whole time. They're pacing. You know, Tim's going to pick me up in the dark of night. He's going to pick me up around 10 p.m. Or no, not Tim. Last year, Tim picked me up at like 10 o'clock at night. It was cold. And, you know, we ran 8 miles together, you know, and it's a big thing. And it's like, this wasn't a charity pacing. Like, this is a legitimate pacing, you know, of bringing my spirits up, of taking me off the struggle bus and getting me to the next aid station. And so, you know, and then to bring in Special Olympics, to integrate them into ultra marathon, it's like, that's what inclusion needs to be. It's such a word that can have a bad connotation or overlooked. It's like, no, that's what we need as a society, to include all walks of life, different temperaments, talents, and convictions. And, you know, we find that in ultra marathon and community.
All right, let's bring Tim in. Tim, you're getting ready to go up to Leadville Saturday, and the race starts at 4 a.m., and you obviously are going to be out there to support Adam, but you're also going to be hitting the trail with Adam too there, Tim.
Yes, I will be on the trail with him. I'm leaving the day after tomorrow to go up there to wait for the whole crew to arrive.
All right, so this isn't your first time. You were up there last year. Talk about some of the experiences from last year. You heard Adam said you hooked up with him in a pretty chilly time of the night and ran 8 miles with him. Talk about that experience.
That was really fun. My favorite was wearing the headlamp the whole entire time with him. It's really awesome out there.
Well, you know, he says it's important for him for him to have you up there. I mean, like, you guys are critical to this whole thing.
It's a really magical thing that what Adam is doing. And for Special Olympics, he's going to be, with all this money and all this, he's going to be sending me and my friend off to the USA National Games, where I got selected to go and compete in that.
Not year. Only you and your friend, 28 others. There's going to be 30 New Mexico, Special Olympics New Mexico athletes that are going to be traveling to Minneapolis. You're part of them. And because of the money that Adam is going to be able to be raising, there's 3,200 Special Olympics athletes in New Mexico. 30 of them are going to go to Minneapolis. And it's the money that Adam is raising that's going to be able to provide for you, coaches, to talk about the importance of the coaches over the years with Special Olympics.
The coaches over the years has been really awesome. I had a lot of fun coaches. One of my coaches' name is Chris.
Right.
He's actually my coach for the USA Games. He's
okay.
Been coaching me, making sure we do the handoffs great with the relays.
That's so important. Real quick, I wanted to ask you about another coach over there, Randy Mascarella, the executive director. She's like the head coach. All right. Ever since I've been around Special Olympics New Mexico, Randy has been the executive director. What is the environment like there? It's very positive, and Randy is at the helm.
Yeah, I like what you said about Randy at the helm. I have known her since I was 13 years old. My first sport was golf, and I played with my dad. And I won my very first gold medal during that time when I was 13 years old.
Man, you've won a lot of gold medals. Your first one was in golf.
Yes, it was. And it's been over 26 years now in Special Olympics.
Fantastic. That's Tim Harris, Special Olympics New Mexico athlete. Okay, so we got to tell you how you can get more information in order to sponsor Adam on this run. Go to SONM.org, SpecialOlympicsNewMexico.org. It's SONM.org, and all the information there, anything will help. Right, Adam, I mean, and from what we'll use one of your terms, pacing right now. You're ahead of what you raised even last year as you're getting to the final end of this whole project. So people can go to SONewMexico.org, but talk about how, like, every single penny goes to athletes like Tim.
Yeah, this is a very concentrated campaign. And so this isn't money I'm raising. This is money New Mexico's raising. And we've got donors from up in Farmington, from Four Corners Weed Control. Capra Bank really stepped up. They made a very sizable donation. So this money's coming from all sections of the state to send these guys and women to Minnesota to compete in the national games. It's no secret that federal funds, that grants and everything is drying up, is going away. So the community, the business community, we got to band together to fill these gaps, you know, and create these opportunities.
All right. So you can count ESPN. Last year we pledged, and we're going to pledge again this year. And I would encourage people to simply go to SONM.org, SONM.org, and then you can actually track the race. It's shown on YouTube. All you got to do is really Google Leadville Trail 100 Run, and you'll get all the information, including the ability to see how the results come in, and also some YouTube videos. Videos or some live video, I should say. Did we cover everything here, Adam? Did I leave anything out?
Yeah, you know, a better website to go to donate for the 100 friends, it'll be 100friends100miles.com. That's got a good donation link, and that way we track the funds that go directly to this campaign that's earmarked for the fundraiser. There's a link on the page. It's a great video of documentary that we did last year for this. And, you know, the goal out there, if you're an ultra runner and you're listening and you want to run 100 miles next year, reach out to Special Olympics New Mexico. Come run under the 100 Friends banner, you know, and help raise money for this wonderful organization.
Okay, one more time with the best website to kind of follow up with.
Best website to go to is 100friends100miles.com. And that will give a link to the direct campaign to where Special Olympics New Mexico can track the funds that comes into it.
All right. 100friends100miles.com, and that'll get you everything you need. Thanks for coming out, guys. Good to see you again, Tim. Thanks so much, Adam. Appreciate you. And go get them on Saturday. We're behind you 100%, and we'll look forward to just getting through all this and then finding out what you were able to raise in its entirety and how they're going to use the money to such great causes for Special Olympics New Mexico. Thanks for everything, Adam.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.